Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this every day. After that, join us on our Facebook and YouTube, 6:30 to 7 a.m., Mondays to Friday, Nigeria time. If you can join us at that time from your country or from where you are, please do. But if you cannot, maybe due to time differentials, no problem. Anytime you wake up in your country or where you are, after receiving this audio ministration, go to our YouTube and Facebook at The Real Femi Emmanuel. Click. Sing the song we sang. Pray the prayer, the 6 prayer points we prayed over the day. May the prophecy we prophesy over the day. Then do the sacrifice that we did. Be consistent. Your life will totally transform. Welcome also to Saturday, the 15th day in November. 15th day is not an ordinary day. The Bible states clearly that Israel began their journey out of Egypt, their land of bondage, on the 15th day. See that in Numbers 33, verses 3 and 4. On the 15th of the month, the children of Israel went out with a high hand. This 15th day, therefore, is a day of deliverance from bondage. Open your hand. In what bondage are you? Financial bondage, physical bondage in sicknesses and diseases, oppression and poverty, manipulation, dryness, losses. I command all bondages and oppression in your life disappear today. This is your day of freedom. You are delivered. Everyone owing debt, touch your forehead. I prophesy, this debt you owe shall be supernaturally paid off. And if people are owing you, mention their names or the institution. The Lord will contend them to pay you. In the next few hours or few days, your money will come. Someone is hearing me now. A strange woman is contending your husband with you. Your husband no longer have time for you because of this strange woman or women. Get his photograph. Get his clothing material, his shoe, anything connected to him, raise it up. I prophesy a violent separation between your husband and this strange woman. All the diabolical and the evil powers used on him expire today in the name of Jesus. I'm hearing a lot upon a lot again today. Touch or raise your phone. I prophesy a lot upon a lot. They will call you and say, send your account details. And good money will come there. All marketers, all those in sales, all those in marketing, all producers of goods and services, this end of the year, your turnover shall rapidly increase in Jesus' name. Say amen. Remember, when the alert begins to come and your goods begin to sell, don't compromise your tithe. Send your seed so that God can do more and more for you. November 15th, celebrant. Your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long and do well. Enjoy your birthday in Jesus' name. Right? I'm told that this is the third week of counseling and teaching. So from coming Monday, we'll go back to 2 weeks of testimony sharing before we now come back to 3 weeks of teaching according to our practice here. First issue today, when are we online members be able to do our sprinkling? Wow. You are referring to the sprinkling impartation we are doing on Prayer Mountain for the month of April. This is what to do. Take the blessed water with you there. Sprinkle part of it on your head, your children, your photographs, or whatever you have there. There is no way all of us can gather in one place for the sprinkling exercise. So do the sprinkling yourself. It is okay. It is allowed. Remember, is a prophetic action of symbolic importance. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. Call the blood of Jesus the blood of the sprinkling that speak better than the blood of Abel. Do the sprinkling on yourself by yourself. It will have the same effect. Next, sir, how can I help my wife whose financial management is poor? I still give her money on a monthly basis and buy things at home as little as I can. She's a government staff. She's not promiscuous, neither is she extravagant, but no tangible savings due to loan. She earns more than I do. because we are building our own house. I expect some support from her, but none is coming. I feel choked. I need help. This is a complaint in a marriage of 12 years with two children. Daddy, please counsel me. Wow. Your wife earns more than you in a marriage of 12 years with two children, and you are building your own house. You expect support from her. None is coming. There's a teaching I have done here severally. I wrote a book on it, Why People Are Poor and the Way Out of It. You have approached the traditional way to run your life. You don't build a house for yourself in your struggle phase of life. That is the old concept. That is what kept people low and struggling through life. I can imagine the kind of financial stress you and your family must be going through now. If I can get your wife to ask, I'm sure she will have a lot to say about carrying and shouldering the bulk of housekeeping money and the children's school fees, because she said you only provide a little as much as you can. No. Your wife must be carrying the rest of the problem in the house. What you could have done with your wife is that the first 12 years, you could have carried her along to build a very strong enterprise that will be yielding you money. All my listeners, don't struggle to build a domestic house. Struggle to build a business outfit, which if you nourish and it becomes a brand, will start bringing you money and set you free from financial struggle. From where you can now build a dream house, architectural masterpiece, buy your choice car, send your children to good school, go on vacation from time to time, support Kingdom Work Project, take care of your extended family, etc. If struggling to build a house was my priority as I was coming up in life, you wouldn't have known Femi Emmanuel. There would have been no TPGF or Living Spring. Listeners, obtain that my little book and read it, Why People Are Poor and the Way Out of It. Send a chat of request how you can get the book to our book officer, Bookie, on +234 805 634 758. All listeners, read that book, and then there is a verse in the scripture I used to explain it. Everybody read Proverbs 24, verse 27. It says, prepare your work in the field, make it fit for yourself, and thereafter, build your own house. That is King James Version. Read it also in NIV and NLT version for clarity. God said it, not Femi Emmanuel. God said, build your business first before building your own house. It removes struggles, makes you rich and wealthy, then build your own dream house. That is how God planned it to be. Stop this traditional mindset of I must build my house first. It makes you poor and keep you struggling throughout life. Today is communion service, so all those who may not be able to join the YouTube and the Facebook for communion today, take your communion and let me bless it. I pronounce that communion, the emblem of the blood and the flesh of Jesus, in your hand, blessed. As you eat and drink, receive your healing. Every other thing you connect to it shall become testimony. Please eat and drink. It is well with you. Those of you that are on YouTube, Turning Point Prayer Hub, we will do our own 6:30 to 7 a.m. Please get it ready. Then feed the 10,000 outreach coming up. Jesus Christ fed the multitude with food in the wilderness again and again. Then he used the occasion to preach the kingdom to them. That's the teaching God gave me. That's the leading I have in addressing this. In addition to all the other charitable work TPGF is doing, let's do this. This is an outreach to feed people with decent meal for 7 days continuously, and then ministers Christ to them for salvation of their soul, establishing them, baptizing them in water. Everything shall be well arranged. The 10,000 people shall be given tickets. They are the same people we'll be ministering to every day for 7 days at Dominion City. We'll make disciples out of them, exactly the way Jesus Christ did it. It is so heavy in my heart. Two things will be happening. We are feeding people with decent meal, and we are feeding them with the word of God, making disciples out of them. Nothing is bigger than salvation of souls. and establishing people. A minimum of 120 million naira is required. Can you donate 1 million, half a million, 200,000, 100,000, 50, 20, 10? Do as much as you can. All in the diaspora, use at our PayPal and HSBC account to do your transfer. Send your support to Turning Point Welfare. That's the name of the account. Turning Point Welfare in Zenith Bank, number 101-7238-8378. Tag it, donation for feeding outreach. Pay your tithe, sow your seed, and the power of God will be happy on you. I speak to everyone's life today. The Lord bless you. As you join hands to feed the hungry and minister Jesus to them, the power of God will overwhelm you. Go and never come down in life. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.